Ma, calm down. Listen to me. I know it says quit with the mouse, but on a laptop, the trackpad is the mouse. Now, put your finger on it. Yeah, doesn't matter which finger. Good choice. Yeah, now, move it down to your email icon. Yeah, the little envelope. What do you mean, what does it look like? It looks like an envelope! What? You don't like the computer? Don't use it. Sure, we can exchange it for a salad spinner. Goodbye.
That's the Hanukkah present you're regretting, huh?
I won't say that all senior citizens who can't master technology should be publicly flogged, but if we made an example of one or two, it might give the others incentive to try harder.
I had a great idea. You know how we're always having to stop and solve differential equations, like when you're doing Fourier analysis or using the Schrodinger equation?
Now, Howard doesn't. He's only an engineer.
I was thinking we could write a little app that would use handwriting recognition and then run it through a symbolic evaluation engine. You just use your smartphone, take a picture of the equation, and bam!
You know what's a great app? The one that makes fart noises.
You know, Leonard, that's actually a valid idea. Very good.
Can you say that and not make it sound like I'm a cat who learned how to use the toilet?
No. The two achievements are equally surprising and equally admirable. Though if pressed, I'd have to give a slight edge to the cat. I'll save you the pain and nervousness of waiting for the answer. I agree to be part of your project. Congratulations.
Oh, yay for me. What about you guys? I can't promise anything, but people do make money off stuff like this.
A few extra bucks would be nice. I could finally move out of my mother's house.
And where would you go?
I always dreamed about building a little place of my own over the garage.
You know, if I made more money, I could take time off from work and give pretty girls submarine rides.
What's that? Some weird sex thing?
No. You take pretty girls underwater in a private submarine and you show them fish.
Why does everything have to be dirty with you? I was thinking we could work on this at night, and then maybe in a couple of weeks we'll have ourselves an app to sell.
Sounds like we're in business.
I think we should take a picture to capture this moment.
Yeah.
Oh. Was that the best 99 cents I ever spent on what?
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 million years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery. It all started with a big bang.
The App Store. No one is doing handwriting recognition differential equation solving.
Oh, dear Lord, shush.
What?
You have so few good ideas, Leonard.
You're just going to spill the beans in front of an outsider?
I don't think Penny cares about handwriting recognition-based...
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
She's not going to steal our idea.
What idea?
We're going to write an
the prairie side, bright and hot, deep in the heart
of
Texas.
Whatever your secret is, I'm sure it's boring, so I'm not interested.
It's not boring at all. You see, in higher order mathematics, there are certain sets of equations.
Bored.
Satisfied?
Hardly. Consider this unlikely but very plausible scenario. A young woman alone in the big city, her ridiculous dream of becoming an actress lies shattered about her.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hang on, let's see where he's going.
It hits her. How is she going to survive?
But she has no prospects, no marketable skills.
And then one day, she meets a group of geniuses and their friend Howard.
Hey, hang on, let's see where he's going.
She befriends them and then lies in wait until they reveal a marketable idea, which she steals and sells to the highest bidder.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Let's see you come up with an explanation as to why this woman hangs out with us all the time.
great. You know what? I've already mooched dinner off you guys. I don't need to listen to this.
There's your answer, free food.
All right. I've taken the liberty of drafting these workflow charts, which outline our various duties and the path we will follow as we develop our groundbreaking new app. Hey, I'm in charge of phone support. Seems a bit racist. A customer service representative with an Indian accent will create the impression we're a vast enterprise that uses overseas call centers.
Oh, very clever. But still racist.
Duly noted, Steve from Wichita.
Why am I listed as your executive assistant?
Because the word secretary has fallen into disrepute. Well, FYI, my mother's birthday is coming up. I'm going to need you to pick up a present.
Okay, we need to stop for a minute.
Yeah, but Leonard, please, we can talk during our break. We have one coming up at midnight, and we'll need snacks.
Shirley, you're not in charge. It's my idea. I'm in charge.
Oh, of course you are. Look at the organizational chart. You're clearly listed as founder.
Well, yes, and you're listed as chief executive officer, chief financial officer, and chief operating officer.
You missed chief science officer, chairman of the board, and head of the secret Santa committee.
Okay. You need to get clear on this right now. I am in charge of this project.
Ooh, Leonard going all alpha nerd on Sheldon.
I'm not going to argue with you. Sheldon Cooper is nothing if not a team player. Dr. Hofstadter, you have the con.
Thank you. I thought we might start by talking about the user interface.
Oh, dear Lord, we're doomed.
So, this button here will allow you to scan a new equation, but over here you can press this and just substitute in values for the coefficients.
Good one, boss.
What?
This diagram. Well, I assume you're opening with a joke. But certainly buoyed up this employee's esprit de corps.
Not a joke. It's the real design.
In that case, may I offer 27 little tweaks to make it slightly less embarrassing?
Sheldon, I think this will work. Let's just try it my way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assume that you wanted candid truth-telling from your employees. I realize now you want the mindless nattering of complacent yes-men.
Are you done?
If you say so, boss.
Right now, this button press event is just triggering a dummy procedure call.
How about this for the app name? The surprisingly helpful equation link differential optimized numerator.
So it spells Sheldon.
Does it?
A happy accident. We're not doing names now.
Howard,
like I was saying, right now it's just a dummy procedure, but eventually it will drop us in.
All right, fine. If we're not going to give it a name, can we at least give it a secret code designation?
No.
But hear me out. The atomic bomb was the Manhattan Project. Windows 95 was originally Project Chicago. For our app, I would humbly suggest Project Nodlehead.
That's just Sheldon backwards.
Another happy accident.
We're not wasting time with names right now.
I see. Is that decision open for discussion?
No.
Is the decision to not discuss it open for discussion?
No. Again, right now, it's just a dummy procedure, but eventually it will drop us.
I call for a vote of no confidence and an immediate change in leadership.
Sheldon, stop.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary to dissolve the bonds that tie three competent scientists together.
Sheldon.
All right, let's get right to the vote. Show of hands, all those opposed to Leonard and his reign of tyranny.
Okay, that's it. You're fired.
Really? Why?
Because you're impossible to work with.
I see. And is that open for discussion?